It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil, the Friday edition of the program. I'm Keith Manley, your host, and yesterday we were finishing up the book of 2 Peter, and Peter was talking about the day of the Lord and the return of Jesus Christ to this earth. And I believe that sparked me to share the message I'm going to share today. I want to read today from Revelation chapter 3 and verse 7. And Jesus says, he's speaking here to the church in Philadelphia, he says, "To the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no man can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut." It's important to understand the terminology as we read this writing from John in the book of Revelation, because the angel here was referring to the pastor or the messenger, to the angel of the church in Philadelphia. Now, he's not talking here about our city of brotherly love in Pennsylvania. He's talking about a city called Philadelphia, which was in Western Asia Minor, which today is the country we call Turkey. And God says to this church, "I know your deeds, and I place before you an open door that no one can shut." You know, I've had occasions in my life when I was confronted with closed doors. For some reason, I never carry a key to my house on my key ring because I always use the garage door. And I have one of those keypads and that I can push the numbers and they will open on my door. And I have a push button on my mirror of my car that opens my door. But a while back, I came home one day and my wife was gone and I pushed the button to the garage door and nothing happened. I entered the code outside on the buttons and nothing happened. Something had tripped a circuit breaker, and no matter how many times I pushed that garage door, it was not going to go up. And I walked to the front door and realized I didn't have a key. Although I had many keys on my ring, I didn't have a key to my own house. And that was one of the most frustrating things, to be locked out of my own house. Now, I know that's a natural example of being closed out of a door, but I've experienced this in the spiritual realm as well. Have you ever had a desire and you wanted to do something for God so bad, only to come up against a closed door where God says no in your life? I want to talk to you today on Fresh Oil about spiritual doors in our life. Perhaps you're faced with this in your life today, maybe regarding a career, regarding a move, or a ministry that God's been putting on your heart, and you're asking God, "God, is this the right time in my life, or is this a roadblock from the devil, or are you saying no?" You might be surprised to find out the Bible has a lot to say about doors. We all know what a door is, right? It's a movable, usually a solid barrier for an opening or a closing of an entryway. A door represents either access or denial, depending on whether it's open or whether it's closed. When God places a door in our life, there's a message that comes along with that door. Either he's saying yes or he's saying no. And throughout the Bible, it's like 263 times God mentions the word door in the Bible. Sometimes it speaks of a literal door, and then there are many times when the word door is used in a symbolic manner. In our text today, God was giving a symbol to Philadelphia, that he was opening a door for them, a great door of ministry, as they had been faithful to him. Let me give you a few examples of where the scripture speaks about God opening doors. I love John 10 and verse 9. Jesus is speaking about salvation, and he called himself, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and out and find pasture." So Jesus here is referring to the door of salvation, which he himself was. In Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1, John's writing, and he says, "After this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven, and the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet. It said, 'Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this.'" Even when Jesus was speaking to his disciples about his second coming, he said in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 33, he said, "Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door." So he says, when you see these signs being fulfilled, you know my coming is right at the door. And he refers to that as a door. But probably one of my favorite references in the Bible to the door has got to be Revelation 3:20, where Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me." Referring to salvation is through Jesus. And he says, "I'm standing at the door of your heart and I'm knocking on that door." I love Matthew 7 and verse 7 and 8 says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be open." Jesus is speaking to us here about the persistence of prayer. And let's not forget the great Old Testament reference in the book of Exodus when the children of Israel were about to be led out, going to the promised land. In Exodus chapter 12, God gives them the Passover, and they are to kill a lamb, a spotless lamb, which is a symbol of Jesus who will eventually die for our sins. And he says in verse 7, "Then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and tops of the door frames of the houses where they eat the lambs." And just as the Jews put that blood on the sides of the door and above the doorpost, so we must apply the blood of Jesus to the doorpost of our hearts. In Psalm chapter 141 and verse 3, it speaks of the lips as a door to the mouth. So the Bible is filled with references about doors, Jesus himself being the door to salvation. Probably the saddest reference in all of Scripture about the door is Matthew 25 when he's giving the parable of the 10 virgins, one of the great parables about the return of Christ. And it said in verse 10, "But when they were on their way to buy the oil," speaking of the foolish virgins, "the bridegroom arrived, the virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut." Just like the door to the Ark of Noah was shut, and no one could get in after that, so it will be on the day that God returns to this earth and the door is shut. Perhaps you are listening to this program today and maybe God has put a ministry door in your heart. And you'd say, "Keith, I'm praying for this door to open and I'm so concerned and I'm struggling." I love the story in Acts chapter 12. Simon Peter was in prison and he's scheduled to die the very next day. And the Bible says God sent an angel and opened the doors of that prison for Simon Peter, and those doors changed his life. You know, friend, an open door is a good thing. We rejoice and we get excited when God opens a door. I love the fact that God opens doors for this program, Fresh Oil. We're now broadcasting in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. An open door that God has opened for us. But there will be times in our life when God closes a door. And usually that is accompanied by a great feeling of disappointment and sadness when God closes a door and says no to something that is a desire of our heart. But we need to pay attention to those closed doors just as much as we pay attention to the ones that God opens. You don't ever want to beat a door down, friend. When God says no, he's saving you from something. The beautiful church building that Grace Family Church meets in today began as an open door when I received a call from a realtor saying, "Pastor Keith, there's a large church going up for sale and you're the first one I thought of." And she gave me a call about this building. Today, we occupy that building debt-free by the grace of God. But how many times have you felt so sure that God was in something and you wanted it so bad, only to find him shutting the door? And that's sometimes painful because there's times I've got my fingers caught in the doors that God slammed shut. But I'm so glad he shut those doors. Let me share a couple of thoughts with you. See, last year, in 5784 in the Jewish year, it was the year of the door. It had the word dalet, which is the Hebrew word for door, was in the year. And it was kind of the year of the open door, and it really was for me because that's when this radio program was birthed again in my heart. It was the year of the open door for us, and God began opening incredible doors in my ministry. Even at my age, I couldn't believe I'm busier now than I've ever been in my life. But listen, doors are important because they're places of transition where we move through them to get to the inside or to the outside. Doors usually represent transition. God is making a move. He's doing something. Doors can also hide or they can reveal. Sometimes when the door is open, God's revealing something to you. He's showing you something, or he's hiding something and closing it by shutting that door, saying, this is not for you. This is not what I want in your life. Friend, I truly believe God opens and closes doors in our lives because he wants to follow us to follow after his will and to listen to what he is saying in our life. I believe if there's any area that you can accuse me of being fanatical about, it's in the area of the sovereignty of God. See, I believe the steps of a righteous man or a righteous woman, they're ordered by the Lord. I believe God goes before me, preparing my path, opening doors, closing doors, leading me to just the right person at just the right moment. And every open door is an expression of his love and what he's doing, and so is every closed door. Whenever I fly on an airplane, I always look forward to the person that's going to be sitting next to me because I believe God is getting ready to open a door and I'm going to minister that person or that person is going to minister to me in a powerful way. What kind of door are you looking at today in your life? Are you struggling with a door that God has slammed shut and you're saying, God, what are your plans for my life? Listen, he's the doorkeeper. He's the one that opens and closes the doors in our life. And we need to follow his spirit because he will never lead us in the wrong path. I was reading today from Acts chapter 16 when Paul experienced agony over two closed doors that led him to God's open door that God wanted for his ministry. And he said in verse 6, Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. Now imagine that, God keeping Paul from preaching the word in Asia. And when they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. Isn't that hard to imagine, friend? God saying no to Paul about ministering at a certain area? So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. And after Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. See, friends, sometimes when you find the open door, it sometimes comes after you've seen a couple of doors close. That was the case with the Apostle Paul. God set an open door up for him in Macedonia only after closing the other doors that Paul saw close. Friend, today, I believe God has an open door for you. I believe today when we seek his will in our life and we say, God, I really want to do what you want me to do, I believe it's then that we will experience God opening and closing doors in our life. I hope today's message was a timely message for you and that it spoke to your heart. We'd love to hear from you today. You can email me, keithmanley@me.com, and just let us know what station you're listening on, or if you listen via one of the podcast formats like iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, YouTube. All these, you just let us know where you're listening, and we would just love to hear from you today. Remember, friend, God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.